This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
About what's on your mind. Many things. Number one among them is the people I get to meet when I'm out and about. And Van Hook, North Dakota, and a bait shop might be a first place for a broadcast. We the connection we found in Bowman. I was in a broom closet, but it worked fine. I was in a broom closet because I had the access to get the microphone to the podium. So that worked great at the lodge there, and here it's a broom closet. So you won't find me probably if you stop by the bait shop now. I'm going to go down there and hang out a little bit before the events of today, because I'll be actually at a little after noon, in the noon hour for the most part, at the bait shop. I'll have my What's on Your Mind hat on, just because I'm hiding in the broom closet now. And you can stop by and get Midland tickets for the state fair. You can get Rascal Flats tickets for the state fair. And if you can share a story, Oasis Petroleum and the Be the Buffalo spirit that they have given me a boatload of my pillows. And you tell me a story about someone that has that Be the Buffalo spirit in North Dakota where you live. And just, we all know somebody that goes above and beyond it, whatever they do. Just nominate somebody and I'll write that down, and then I'll hand you my pillow. So just look for the Make America Great hat again. So that'll be over the noon hour at the bait shop, and then we're headed over to the park, and it is going to be an extraordinary day here. I mean, for one, right now, it's probably 72, 73 degrees. The sun is shining. It is just incredible. Incredible how nice it is out there right now. Some folks are fishing, but 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2 until 4, there's going to be an information session. That'll start things out, and then from 4 until 7 is the barbecue, is the free food, the free stuff, the great time. Just, and they have 19 different folks that paired up, all kinds of different folks are coming together, and they'll be serving up all kinds of great barbecue. There's free goodies, so don't miss the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest session. And again, 2 until 4, the education session, 4 until 7, is the barbecue, the cook-off, the entertainment, and you get to vote, and it's a lot of fun. So don't miss it. Todd, have you ever done a show from a bait shop before?
For you. Boy, that's been a long time. I think I have, but yeah, it's been ages.
I don't think I have, but I'm
overdue.
I got a pail for a chair and a broom closet here, so I'm having some fun. But I'll come up from behind the curtain by the noon hour today and look forward to seeing lots of folks, and we do have. All you got to do is come up to find me with the What's on Your Mind hat. Say, Scott, how about my pillow? How about Midland tickets, Rascal Flats tickets? Got a whole new boatload of those. We'll be doing the same at the State Fair next week. Todd and I are going to be there all week. I'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Todd Thursday, Friday. But looking forward to that at the State Fair. We're giving away a splash pool. It's like a $10,000 prize, and it is a great pool. They have one of them on display, not the actual one you win, but close to that. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, they're the folks that are, of course, in all over Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Fargo, and a longtime sponsor of ours. Good folks have the world-famous Hot Spring Spas. This is a splash pool. This you put up in your backyard, and it is instant pool, and it is low maintenance, and it is unbelievable. But a $10,000 prize. So you stop by their booth or at the State Fair Park all next week, actually starting this weekend. And we'll be there next week, but the folks from the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will be there the entire time during the fair. The entire time. So find them and get yourself registered for a pool. We'll give away. We'll do the drawing from everybody that registers at the fair Monday on the air. So it's as simple as stopping by, writing your name, dropping it in the pool. Probably not the pool. Pond or pool? What do you think they should drop it in, Todd? Pond? Pool? Pond's better for you. better for you.
You can't beat the classics. Caddyshack, folks, in case you're missing it. But
yeah, there you go. Okay, so what are we doing today on the show? We're going to meet the ladies behind the pledge protest down in St. Louis Park. That's where it's at. And, I don't know if you saw this, but they voted to remove saying the pledge from the agenda at every meeting. And there was an uproar and a protest, and then they put it back. The two ladies behind that actually are the ones who are going to join us today on the program, which I think is kind of cool. Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here. Senator John Hoeven will be here. He has some news on the new NAFTA deal and, of course, had a great opportunity to put that on a showcase in the United States Senate this week with a number of senators talking about it. So we'll tell you about that. We're also going to talk about, I don't know why, but Republican members of Congress let the fake news media play gotcha in asking them for reaction to the Trump tweet of the day. So my only question is, are you required as a member of Congress to answer a question? No. Who is it, Todd, that won't answer the question about whether or not Al-Qaeda is worthy of being condemned? Is that Omar or AOC? I forget which one. I think it's Omar.
Hard to tell the difference.
It's one of the squad. I don't know which one, but it's one of the squad. And so, what'd she do? She didn't answer it. So, because the deal is, there is the Democratic Party, and then there's the media, and really there's a very thin line between them. So if the Democratic Party is saying, perfect, we can take Trump's comments, and we can have the Republicans have to answer for it, is this going to be fun or what? Doesn't require the Republican member to actually answer. And politicians being politicians, they don't like to do it, so then they end up being politicians, and I just don't understand. Now, I thought Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven answered the question very well. I think there is no doubt Congressman Kelly Armstrong is a supporter of the president. Zero. The guy's taking bullets every day in the House Judiciary Committee on behalf of the president. So I don't think there's any doubt. One of the strongest supporters of the president of the House is there. He clearly didn't like the president's comments. He called the comments mean-spirited. I wouldn't have said that because you just give the other side fodder. But I understand, my point is that say you really are ticked. Say you heard Donald Trump say what he said or tweet what he said, and it makes you mad, even though you support him. And then a reporter comes down to try to use you to get at Trump. Who says you are required to answer the question? Omar doesn't when they say, do you support Al-Qaeda? She won't answer the question because we know she does. And she's not about to say it. Well, I'm just saying, here's what I would say. This would be the Scott Hannon answer. If, God forbid, I was ever in Congress one day. And they run down the hall and say, Trump said your mom is ugly and wears army boots. What do you say to that? I would say, I will answer that question the moment you bring me the response to everything Barack Obama said by every Democrat. Right? You guys are out doing their work. And you never play it that way the other way, so get out of my face. I'm not answering your question. I wouldn't let them be an arm of the other party. I wouldn't. But anyway, we're going to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too, today, and give him a chance to, maybe explain his remarks. But I want to say this. I'm getting a lot of emails and a lot of texts, and people are really mad. Hey, what'd we do, elect a Democrat? There's zero doubt Kelly Armstrong supports this president. Zero, none. Defends him every day in the Judiciary Committee. So get that out of your mind that he is somehow... Now, could he have done this different? He's a freshman member of Congress. We could always do things different when, we're getting our sea legs about us. I don't know. Maybe he'll say he meant to say what he said, but I don't like the gotcha game, and I don't know why we play it, because it requires us to play. It requires us to play, and there is no requirement. It does not say in the Constitution a reporter must get an answer to a question. I've not seen that ever. I think I have the Constitution here somewhere, and Todd, could you be responsible today for trying to find that in the Constitution? And if it is, I will stand corrected. I will say I lied right here on the program. Anyway, enough about what's on my mind. What's on yours? 2580550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. And you can also call us 24/7 on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about Al-Qaeda. Can I ask you what was asked of Omar, do you support Al-Qaeda, Karen?
I was so angry in 2001 in September when Al-Qaeda flew planes into our buildings. I wanted us to hunt down the criminals who did that, which I didn't know for a few days or a few weeks, and kill them. I was that mad. And, of course, we did go hunt the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, killed them, imprisoned them, and I completely do not understand that the Congresswoman Omar likes them, and I can't begin to understand that.
Well, and she didn't see. She wouldn't answer. I don't think it's a tough question, but my point is, why isn't that brought up? You know, and that's why I think the president did a very good job last night. I want to know what folks think. Did you watch the president last night, Karen?
No, I didn't.
I thought he addressed very well their comments, their exact words. And again, I think what he's saying is, if you don't love America, maybe you ought to leave America. Go, you know, go do something else.
I disagree with that, but Congresswoman Omar does love Al-Qaeda.
Maybe she does. I don't know. She's an NDSU grad. I can't figure this out. Got to be some common sense there somewhere. What do you think about how the president did last night, by the way? Some reaction to that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
talking to some folks here who are headed for Watford City next up. And I said, have you ever been to Ribfest? And they had not. If you've not been to the Ribfest in Watford City, you should. You know, there's a number of Ribfests around. Fargo has a good one, a number of them to do. But it is definitely the best of the West Ribfest. They do a pancake breakfast in the morning with the Boy Scout troops. They have a street fair. They have lunch, you know, served by the street vendors and teams. And then they do the big rib serving beginning at 6. Then live music. They got, you know, party after dark. They got concerts. They announced the headliner yet? I'm not sure they have. They may have, but they always have a great band. It's a lot of fun. So mark that on your calendars, August 9th, and come up to beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kevin has, we can't talk to Kevin today, can we? We can't because...
We can, but he's...
Yeah, he won't hear us. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
we won't hear him anyway.
Right, yeah. So, Kevin, that's a long story that you don't really care about, but there can only be two of us in two locations on the air at the same time, not three. So I'm at the Van Hook Bait Shop, and Todd's at the K-Fire Studios, and Kevin's the odd man out today. But he had a clip, which I actually saw last night myself, and so we're going to play that clip here in a second. He's just posting it in for Todd to play, but... It is a clip from the speech, and then Raymond Arroyo. You ever see him on Laura Ingraham? He has his own show, too, on, I think, EWTN. He's the news guy on EWTN. And he's good friends with Laura Ingraham. And he's, you know, he would be a sort of button-down kind of, I don't know, conservative, right? Very, you know, EWTN, more on the faith side, whatever. He was talking about... the president swearing last night, because the president was throwing out some mild profanity. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything horrible. The networks beep it and everything. But it was pretty interesting. And I'm going to, you know, we'll play that in a second here. Kevin's working on it. Todd's sending me cartoons. And
no, one's like, only one's a cartoon. The other one's a meme.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. The other one.
We have it
so,
now.
You do? Okay. All right. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to tell me whether you agree or not with it, okay? And then I've got some, I'm getting, like, a lot of liberals that are responding to the comment by Karen from Fargo earlier, mad at Omar for not being able to say, I denounce Al-Qaeda. She was mad about that. She's a Democrat. She's told us that before, okay? So, I can't even believe the... texts I'm getting from Democrats who are saying, oh, you guys like to use Al-Qaeda for a scare tactic. You like to... It's like one after the another. Who thinks like that? I don't get it. So I'm itching to
do
that.
Did we forget 9/11 that quickly? I mean, really? Is that where we are?
Unbelievable. Anyway, play this and just tell me if you agree or disagree with anything you hear on this. And call me at 258-0550. Then we're going to check in with Ron Ness, who's out on the water and has a little preview for what's going to happen in... Van Hook, North Dakota today for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Go ahead and roll it, Todd.
He's speaking the language of the people. Now, look, there's the profanity there. I'm not wild about all the profanity, but you go to a bar, you go to a coffee house,
yeah,
you go to a restaurant. This is how
president.
America talks.
My surrogate dad,
okay.
Hi, Chuck, living in California, would say, Laura, I don't care for that language. He loves Trump, but I don't care for that language.
I know, but this is how America speaks. He's blunt, and that's why he cuts through. It's feisty. It's a little salty around the edges and rough. And people, listen to the people in that room. They were explosive in their affection for what he was saying tonight. And there was a revealing moment when the president had to deal with a protester.
He goes home now to mommy, and he gets reprimanded, and that's the end. Sorry, mommy.
No one uses humor, cutting ridicule.
Oh my God.
He uses the moment. But that shows you, he's so in the moment that he's able to kind of turn,
relent,
pivot.
Yeah.
He gives all the attention to the protester. He whips up the crowd
and
uses it.
But now, let's say Paul Ryan, for instance. Let's say Paul Ryan were giving a speech to 25 people. Okay.
Security. Security. Now, security. That's what you'd hear.
He'd be like, let's say a prayer for him.
a little bit of humor there. There's nothing wrong with saying a prayer for anybody. And I don't think when you're in the middle of a fight for America as we know it, there's anything wrong with using profanity. That would be my that would be my take on the prayer. You know, look, I use profanity. I don't on the radio, obviously, because I want a job. But, I mean, I'm not beyond swearing. Is that perfect? No. You know, should I do that? Maybe no. Do I have to? No. It's just sort of a habit that becomes dumb. And
I have no idea what you're talking about, Scott.
But I have to agree with Raymond Arroyo. I think that's how a majority of America speaks.
They're absolutely.
They're not afraid to, you know, like if somebody is trying to, you know, take you out at the knees, you know, it's not implausible that you're going to look. Donald Trump is a billionaire, successful developer, had a great family, had a great business, and he put all of that on hold to help this country. He didn't need to do this. He could, you know, if he's got a giant ego, which he probably does, most people in that position do, he could go anywhere he wants on any stage, anytime. He's a rock star. He puts all that on hold to help this country, and look at what he takes. They're at war with this man. They're at war with this man. So I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I want to know what you think. 258-0550-701-258-0550. Anyway, so I can consolidate the time. Todd, would you roll the response? This is what I'm hearing from a lot of the Democrats to what Karen and Fargo said about Al-Qaeda. Listen to this.
You heard the word, the Al-Qaedas are coming to get us. Oh, every time you turn on the news, it's a new terror alert. It's orange, it's green, it's yellow. Yesterday it was lemon meringue, cinnamon nut crumble. I don't know what to do anymore, Patty. I'm so scared of the Al-Qaedas getting me. I painted my car with army camouflage.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's pretty much what they're saying. If you don't think Al-Qaeda is a threat, and by the way, they largely are sort of beat back, sort of like ISIS right now, but they're not, you know, they're in the shadows. Steve wants to talk about Trump's speech. Tell me what you thought in 30 seconds, Steve.
I thought it was a home run. Again, I'm not big on the profanity, but I think he used it to make points. You just played the handling of that protester. The completely debunking of the idiocy of those four congresswomen was a home run. He nailed it.
He used facts. He used their own words against them. And this is where when people say, you know, they were fighting among themselves. Why did Trump bring this up? Trump brought this up because he knows Trump swing voters don't like AOC and Omar. And while there was a fight with the Democratic Party, that was among Washington talk, right? That was a conversation there. This has gone to man on the street level now about these four. He has elevated who they are, and who they are, in my mind, does not represent what is great about the United States of America. So I don't think it's unfair to say again, Steve?
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you very much. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More U.S. troops are heading to the United States-Mexican border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Pentagon confirming it's deploying an additional 2,100 troops There are currently about 4,500 troops at the border. President Trump not backing away from attacks on four minority first-term Democratic congresswomen. At a rally in North Carolina last night, Trump called the congresswomen radical left-wing ideologues.
They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country.
The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were up by about 8,000 to 216,000, a few thousand more than analysts were expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. That's important work. Find out more about it at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. They'll tell you about how businesses, how families in North Dakota and Minnesota rely on affordable energy, but also reliable energy, because reliable energy is life or death. North Dakota and Minnesota winters, hot summer day, it's life or death to have the reliable energy. But on the affordable side as well, you know, coal, lignite has been that for generations in North Dakota. So it's important they have a team of allies, and you get great information and just inform yourself about what's happening. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, Van Hook, North Dakota, our location today. I'll be at the bait shop at noon today and then the Cook Fest from 2 until 4 and 4 until 6. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is out getting his fishing line a little wet, trying to make up for yesterday, a little bit slow, and can tell us a little bit about today's Cookfest. Ron, first of all, how are the fish biting this morning so far?
Well, we got a little better walleye chop out here off Van Hook this morning, and we boated a nice 25-incher this morning right away, so a little better than yesterday, but our 250 fishermen yesterday had a great time. And actually, as always, you get 83 three-person teams out there, and somebody's going to find a fish. And the big fish was almost 8 pounds, and it was just a lot of fun. And all the proceeds go to conservation projects. We're going to do a wildlife habitat project with the Mule Deer Foundation and support some veteran fishing programs that are taking place on Lake Sakakawea. So today's Cook Fest, Scott, and our 22nd community, and I'm going to throw out a big challenge. We had 1,200 people in Bowman, and we pretty much ate all the food. And today we have 19 cookers in Van Hook, and wouldn't it be great to just pack Van Hook with a lot of people all the way from Bismarck to Minot to over to Turtle Lake? And it's not too far of a drive, and probably the closest proximity to those towns. We're going to have a Cook Fest for a while, so education sessions from 2 to 4 at the Van Hook Community Center, which is really right between Parshall and Newtown. And it's a beautiful community right off Lake Sakakawea. It's a little fishing village. And we're going to have a lot of food, and everyone's invited.
And I'm telling you, it's not just like free food, kind of like once in a while they'll have at the supermarket where you get a hot dog and then a packet of mustard. This is real food. I mean, what were your favorites in Bowman, Ron?
Well, the pork wings is the team that won it. They had these pork wings that they grilled, and of course the barbecued spare ribs went immediately. But I'm a banana cream pudding guy, so I kept hitting that banana cream pudding stand pretty hard. And you're going to have all of those types of items today, and really all it's going to cost you is a tank of gas. Come on out, learn a little bit about what's going on in the Bakken, but bring your easy questions or your hard questions for the operators who are all there and the service companies, and you're going to go home with more food than you could ever find and a basket full of swag that the companies bring to give away to people. And there's games and activities for kids, and of course we always have a live band and awards presentation at 7 p.m. So we're looking for a huge crowd tonight.
Yeah, Cookfest doesn't mean a couple of barbecues and you know, some chit-chat. It is a full-blown little mini fair that rolls its way into town. The only difference is you leave your wallet at home, which happens at no fair ever. So it's pretty cool. How do folks find it if they've not been to Van Hook before? You know, the information session is 2 until 4. The barbecue is 4 until 7. Tell us where, Ron.
Yeah, well, you're not going to miss it if you get into Van Hook south of Highway 23, just past Partial. There's a big sign there, and, of course, that's one of the premier boat ramps on all of Lake Sakakawea. So just look for the Van Hook community, and you'll come right through town. And like you said, the bait shop, everything's right there, and you'll see it as a very small community, and we suspect you're going to have to park a ways away and park drive, because 19 cookers alone, that's a lot of that brings a lot of people in itself. But we think there's going to be a big draw tonight.
Yeah, it is great. It's great. It's great family fun. It's great information. It's wonderful. We'll see you there, Ron. Good luck fishing the rest of the day.
Thanks, Scotty.
You betcha. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council President and CEO, and half of the taxes in the state of North Dakota are generated by the people he represents. One industry, folks. Wrap your mind around that. It's incredible. That's why this is important. And it's done, and it's done right in North Dakota. The North Dakota way is pretty cool. All right. What an honor we have next up here on the program on What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with two of the ladies behind the effort to revive the pledge and bring back some common sense in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. We'll do that in just a second here. First, Ingmar is here from Daisy, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Ingmar?
Out up here. They won't let us drain the pond. The whole town is flooded, and they figure it'll be flooded through no sewer, no water for the next 2 days because the state wouldn't issue us a permit a month ago to drain it.
You're saying the state is holding up a permit, and it's causing flooding in Daisy.
Somebody is holding up the permit to drain that swamp. We're flooding out now. Thank you very much.
How long has that been going on, Ingmar?
Well, for the last 2 days, it's flooded so bad we don't have water or sewer. It's been going on for 2 months.
Do you know
the water's been so high?
Who was talking to the state? Do you know who the point person is down there that's talking to him?
The mayor of Daisy.
Who is who?
Jason Thorolson, I think, or Jason some. I'm not sure what his name is, but Gary Hare is part of it too.
All right. Well,
he's doing the pumping.
Try and track down one of those two and try and find out what the problem is and see if we can help you. It sounds crazy to me. But
Gary told me and Jason both that the state was holding up the permit, and he's been after him for a month to get a permit to drain.
I wonder where that permit would come from. I don't know the answer to that.
He said the state. And it's either Barnes County Water that's holding it up or beyond them. It's a wildlife refuge thing.
Oh. You sure it isn't federal?
I'm not sure, but it goes into the Ball Hill Creek, and they won't drain it in there because I don't know if there's too much water to supply the resorts or not enough or what, but we're flooding out.
Well, Ingmar, if you could do me a favor, I'm going to have you hang on a second. I'm going to get your telephone number so I can get connected to those other fellows. And
They're in Daisy, and I'm on my way to the VA hospital.
Well, all I need is a phone number. But even if I just got the names, we'll get them, and then we'll call the governor's office and see what the heck is going on here. I bet that's a federal problem, not a state problem, but I'll ask. You know,
okay. My number is 701-269-6835.
All right. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to have Daniel write that down, okay? I didn't mean for you to say your phone number on the radio because your phone will probably ring off the hook now, but that's too late. So just hang on a second, Ingmar, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
That can't be Game and Fish, can it? More and more, I wonder some days if the North Dakota Game and Fish Department is a wholly owned subsidiary of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. You know, not the folks that are out there working the trenches, but I'm telling you, they do some of the dumbest things. I hope that isn't the case here, but we'll do some checking, okay? We'll be in touch. All right. Little mini crisis there. Daisy, North Dakota's flooding, and we want to get on top of it, so we will. But now, without any further ado, let me please welcome two ladies that have done, I think, the work of a lot of patriots all across the Fruited Plain to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance, St. Louis Park, Minnesota. So pleased to welcome to the program. Marnie, are you there?
I'm right here, Scott. Thank you.
Yes, you bet. And also, Michelle, are you there?
I am here.
Marnie Hockenberg, Michelle Evan. They've encouraged people to sign the petitions to save the pledge in other places now because other city councilors are doing this, but they saved the day in St. Louis Park. So it was St. Louis Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Michelle, how did it all start? How did you first say, what the heck, I better get involved in something here?
Well, Marnie's the one that brought it to everyone's attention. She was reading the paper, and there was an announcement made in the paper. And so that got her kind of riled up, and she put it out on social media. And we started having conversations with people, and the more we talked about it, the more people got involved.
Amazing. And tell us what you actually did to save the pledge, Marnie, and get them to reverse the decision. Kind of tell us what you did.
Well, Michelle and I have been citizen activists here at the grassroots level for quite a while, and we have a lot of great patriot friends who will come to our rallies and protests and really support efforts to keep America for Americans and keep our traditions and culture. So we are very fortunate to have such an active group. And as Michelle mentioned, you know, I put it out on social media, started talking to people, and it just kind of snowballed. We also had some veterans groups that showed up. And we said, come to St. Louis Park City Hall, 5:30 on July 8th, and bring your flags, bring your kids, wear your patriotic gear. And lo and behold, about 100 patriots showed up. We also had some veterans in their uniforms, and we rallied outside of the city hall for about 45 minutes, saying the pledge, singing patriotic songs, and cars were honking and supporting us. It was incredible. It was just a great goosebump moment feeling. And then we went into the city hall meeting. Now, the media was already there because the media had been alerted. Local news stations were there with their cameras interviewing us. And I think the city hall had already started getting a lot of phone calls and emails prior to that, but they were really surprised at the sheer number and passion for people who were just so riled up about their sudden decision to remove the pledge from their meeting without any public discussion. So they opened the meeting, and we stood and we said the Pledge of Allegiance two times. The council members didn't even stand to recite the pledge with us. And I will tell you that it was quite a contentious meeting because when patriots get riled up, we are very vocal, particularly when it comes to shutting us down from our American traditions and values. So they decided to not make a decision, and they were going to have, quote-unquote, further discussions about it, and the meeting was adjourned. So the press really promoted this to the point where it was all over the national news, and President Trump tweeted about it twice. So when you get two tweets from the President of the United States, you know that it's much larger than just a St. Louis Park City Council meeting issue. It's a larger American issue. And then we ramped up another rally and protest on Monday, and this one was even bigger and better than the first one.
And they reversed course on this. They originally voted to take it out, and then they put it back in, and now you've got an effort going to save the pledge everywhere. Got a website. We'll tell you about that when we come back, plus Jim the Flagpole Guy and much more on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind, rather, brought to you today on the program by our friends at MyPillow, and I'm going to be handing out free MyPillows. That's got to be the three best words in the English language, isn't it? Free MyPillows. Because if you tell me you know somebody doing something great where you live, somebody that deserves to be recognized for that Be the Buffalo spirit, get their name on the radio, Oasis Petroleum has empowered us to go out there and find the folks that do like they do every day at Oasis Petroleum, go into the storm. That's what that Be the Buffalo spirit is all about. And I have MyPillows at the Cookfest in Van Hook, at the bait shop around noon today, and also at the state fair for folks who come up and tell me about somebody that's doing something really great. So that's kind of nice. Kind of nice. We like that. All right? And that is simple as finding me or calling 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776, extension 6. But if you don't find me, get one of those. You can always buy one for the best deal, best price ever right now, ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillows. Two MyPillows. The premium pillows. The best ones they sell. $69.98. $34.99 a pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you the deal, or call 800-506-9028. All right. Finishing our conversation with our friends from St. Louis Park, Michelle and Marnie, that went on to save the pledge in that community and are helping us figure out a way to do that elsewhere. So, Marnie, you were telling a story about then the second rally. Why did you do a second rally, which was bigger, you said?
Well, because they didn't make a decision. They just sort of pushed the can down the road on the first meeting. They thought that we would go away, but we are not going anywhere. So we wanted to keep the pressure on them. And it worked. They started the meeting and immediately said, we would like to vote to reinstate the pledge.
On their own?
On their own. Well, the pressure that we put on them worked. Michelle, what would you like to add to that?
Well, they weren't going to do it, but they didn't want to do it. But we had over 3,000 signed petitions to present to them. We had over 250 people show up. We had red, white, and blue Jeeps going up and down the street. We had, you know, people from all over. We had a 20-foot bald eagle that we put on the ground there. And they knew that we weren't going to go away, and that this became a huge thorn in their side. And the publicity for them was way too much for them. So they caved, and they were very reluctant. And their speeches, you know, were very arrogant, and they didn't like us at all. They told us to go home and to leave them alone. So they're not restoring the pledge because they want to.
They're doing it because they want the noise to go away. Why did it go away in the first place? If you came up to them and said, can I just, you know, understand why you think we shouldn't be doing the pledge before the city council meetings, what was the impetus for taking it away?
Well, either citizens in St. Louis Park or non-residents or non-citizens came to them and said they felt unwelcome by the saying of the Pledge of Allegiance. And oddly enough, not so oddly, maybe Ilhan Omar visited with the city council 2 weeks prior to them taking the vote without discussion to remove the Pledge of Allegiance. So we happen to think that's more than just a coincidence that Ilhan Omar met with them 2 weeks prior.
Yeah,
so
how interesting.
Some forces behind the scenes there working to undermine America.
I want to say this. We only have a couple minutes left, but if more people do what you do, we will have less of what we have right now in this country, of a lack of recognition of what the founding fathers envisioned for this country, a flat out ignorance of the Constitution. And I think this idea that somehow, you know, if we're proud to be Americans, if we want to, you know, make America great, that somehow suggests everywhere else isn't as great. I mean, rather than realizing what is great about America. So congratulations to you. And I hope more people take inspiration from what you did. You started with a Facebook message and you got 100 people at a city council meeting. That's the way it'll change, because I still believe, maybe even in Minnesota, there are more people for sure from western Minnesota. And maybe we match, you know, the suburbs and the Twin Cities that think like you guys do. They just want to be quiet about it. They want to be Minnesota nice, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a huge silent majority, but we want to encourage people to stop being silent, to speak up and speak out for America, for our future.
And you are, correct me if I'm wrong, continuing this effort, even though St. Louis Park has done this right, to get petitions signed or folks engaged on a website about saving the pledge everywhere, correct?
That's right. We have SaveThePledge.com, so please visit that, sign the petition. And there happens to, we were checking on other city councils that don't say the pledge, and we've identified a few. One is Hopkins, Minnesota, so we're going to start putting the pressure on them to start to reinstate saying the pledge prior to their meetings. And we'd encourage other people in your own community to do the same. It really does work.
I believe that Minnesota will make sure this president is president for four more years. And I don't know if Michigan can be saved, but Minnesota could replace Michigan because they only lost by 1 point there last time. So Minnesota is ground zero to make sure Donald Trump returns as president in 2020, and your efforts will help that. Thank you, ladies. Great to get to know you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Jim, the man out putting flagpoles up today. Call him at 701-571-FLAG, sponsor of this hour of What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.